Hello, Dr. Frezen. This is Dr. Lynn McPherson, president of the McPherson Consulting Group. As you are aware, we are a medical education company that specializes in multimedia distance education training. I am delighted to provide you with a written proposal for an innovative multimedia online training opportunity for your staff, and I'd like to spend a few minutes giving you some highlights of the proposal. As you are aware, the title of the proposed course is Medication Management at the End of Life for Supportive Care Hospice Practitioners. We both know there are many training opportunities available for medical providers in hospice, such as physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. However, I am not aware of any training programs for the supportive care hospice professionals who provide over two-thirds of the care your patients receive. We are, of course, referring to the therapists, social workers, chaplains, other spiritual advisors, and the patient's favorite, the home hospice aide. Because these practitioners spend so much time with the patient and their families, they are on the front line to receive questions about the appropriate use of medications. As you are aware, patients within 6 months of passing usually experience pain and may experience one or more potential non-pain symptoms such as constipation, nausea, shortness of breath, or others. Medications are used with great effect in controlling these troubling symptoms. Unfortunately, these medication regimens can get fairly complex and patients and families struggle to keep it all straight. Some of the questions that all hospice practitioners get from patients include things like how to safely store and organize their medications, coordinating the timing of the administration, how to give a dose of a medication that's, quote, as needed, what to monitor for common end-of-life symptoms and medication side effects. What my company has proposed is a course taught entirely online using a variety of multimedia techniques to catch the learner's attention and engage them in the content. What is multimedia? Well, it's not just reading page after page in a book or on the computer. It's exciting and engaging, and it makes the learner feel like they're right there with the teacher. We use quizzes for learners to self-assess their knowledge and provide feedback to guide them in the right direction. We use dynamic speakers who provide thoughtful, narrated presentations peppered with infographics the learner can download and study more carefully at their leisure. Most importantly, we use video presentations that simulate supportive care practitioner interactions with patients and families, asking the learner to think through how they would handle a situation and then following through with the videotaped resolution. We have proposed 4 modules covering the principles of palliative care and medication management, how to assess a complaint of pain and figure out the cause of the pain, how to treat pain, and how to treat the non-pain symptoms. We are a highly accredited, award-winning medical education company, and you are a highly regarded, accredited National Hospice and Palliative Care Program. I know how important it is for you to demonstrate outcomes, whether they be clinical, economic, or humanistic. With this proposed course, we can provide you with clear metrics that will show improved knowledge, self-perceived skills, and improved attitudes on the part of your palliative care providers. Having this enhanced knowledge and confidence, your supportive care providers can close the loop for your patient's care, sending a message that is completely consistent with that provided by your physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. While there is a development cost for this type of comprehensive course that is tailored to the needs we determine from your staff, you will receive both tangible and intangible rewards far into the future. The beauty of an online course is that it allows your staff to work at their own pace, in their own time, efficiently using small pockets of time as they see fit. Being able to work online at their own pace frees up your directors of education and quality at all your sites while providing support and guidance when needed. The Cielo Hospice and Palliative Care mission statement is honoring life, offering hope. You live this mission statement with a 5-part vision statement. Choosing to invest in educating not only your medical staff, but just as importantly, your supportive care providers meets every aspect of your vision statement. Recognizing that individuals and families are the true experts in their care. Supporting your staff so they can put the patients and families first. Finding creative solutions such as this to add quality of life. Striving for excellence beyond accepted standards. And increasing the community's awareness of hospice as part of the continuum of care. Dr. Frezen, I thank you for your vision, and I would welcome the opportunity to meet in person and further discuss this proposal. Together, we can create some magnificent changes on how people leave this world across the country. Let's toss a pebble in the pond today and watch the ripple spread for years to come.